One more. Hold on. The backup. This is the backup.
Okay, I'd like to call the November 26, 2019 meeting to order. I request a moment of silence, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call, Joel.
Bo Miller.
Present.
Mark Sattler.
Present.
Dave Bench.
Present.
Roll call complete.
Okay. Looking for approval from the November 12th meeting minutes.
So moved.
I can second that.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, fiscal officer's report. Joel?
Pile of papers. Start with payments since last meeting. One electronic payment, 175-2019, and then warrant 18169 through 18197, totaling $25,388.52. Fund status report since last meeting or as of today. Totaling $591,827.58 in the Star Ohio and $231,301.33 in the checking account. Deposits since last meeting. Deposit 192019. And then it jumps because we made changes to a deposit. Ending with 242019, totaling $10,061.32.
I move to accept the fiscal officer's report as read.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried. And the other thing I have is each fund is will go through the budgeting process for next year. So Tony and Kevin, I don't think Kevin came back and took his yet, but putting in preliminary, yes, he did. No, he didn't. Putting in preliminary numbers, it's just an exercise to see what they want to spend and what they expect in revenue for next year. Some things are really easy, like the Bono Lighting District. That's, you know, pretty straightforward there. Some of them are larger. So general fund is an example, fire fund, road and bridge fund. Smaller ones like permissive gas tax and the Curtis Lighting District. Those are simple ones. So the plan is by the next meeting in December or the first meeting in December to have draft numbers so we can see how that works out compared to last year. The good thing is we have nice, clean historical information now and have at least an idea of what we talked about. So the important thing from like the department heads is what plans of spending, and that's where Kevin met with me yesterday after work to get an idea of what he's going to do in next year, big project wise. You know, not the simple stuff, but the tens of thousands of dollars of projects. So, any questions on that?
So, are you expecting approval at the December 10th meeting or discussion at the December 10th
meeting? I think the last meeting of the year we will have the...
And we have to decide when that's going to be. Yeah. It's probably not going to be the 24th.
Yeah, ultimately the goal is to... Because this isn't rocket science now for any of us. I think it was kind of kept out, been a lot of people's front. but to move into permanent appropriations at the beginning of the year. I go to a year-end, I attend a year-end meeting, seminar in December, and I'll get an idea of what that looks like. And then I just don't want to have any delay. Just go in our January reorg meeting, this is what it is, and move on. Because it shouldn't change. And if it has to, we just reappropriate money in the year. And but we're not going crazy anyways with our spending unless we plan to. So any questions from you guys on this? Or more questions, I'm sorry.
So what are you planning on the 10th?
Just a draft.
Okay.
Just all right. Just okay. Penciled numbers each.
So we'll have time after the 10th.
Oh yeah, yeah. So like each, just so you know, like each, there's only two things I need: income and expense, right? What's to appropriate and what's to revenue to bring in, you know, because everything else is there. So like this is the Bono Lighting District, and we already know how much we think we're going to bring in taxes, and so how much did we spend in electricity?
Right.
And make some sort of guess, pencil that in. This is an easy one because there's really...
Okay. I was just wondering whether we need to ask for drafts in advance of the 10th or if we'll have time to review after the 10th.
Yeah, because there's going to be nothing. Like I said, the general fund and the fire is the big ones, right, for all of us.
Okay, very good, thanks.
Sure.
Okay, anything else, Joel?
No, thank you very much.
Dave, you have anything for him?
Oh, I'll send this down to him. Okay. So.
All right, Chief, you're up.
Well, good evening, everyone. We do have a wind advisory. I'm sure everyone's probably caught it on the news and that. But where that comes into play more for us is fallen trees on the power lines getting compromised and stuff like that. So I'll talk with Eric tomorrow a little bit and just let him know that, you know, if he needs any assistance from us, you know, we're happy to help him. The only thing I'd like to know is if any roads become impassable, so you know we can form alternate routes even temporarily. So, I got a thing from the EMA today about it. So, I provided on your table for each one of you. Not expecting you to look at it tonight. Those are the two bid agreements that are available. One is Great Lakes Billing, and the other one is Acumet. The other Great Lakes is in the Ohio area. It's in the Cleveland area, and currently Allen Clay Joint District, they utilize them. They say they're pretty happy with it. I also spoke with another fire department from Terrell Township, and they were having a few challenges on getting some full benefit of the billing. So just two different opinions on how it goes. The other company, which is out of Ann Arbor, or in Michigan, that is who the majority of the Lucas County Fire Departments are using now. Sylvania just switched to them. Oregon would be switching, but they're stuck in a contract with their current one. And that was someone that I didn't bother soliciting to them because there's just been too much negative about it. So I wanted to provide that information to you, and at whatever point we can further discuss. The biggest focus point that I was looking at is the, which they didn't know, I mean, I didn't say anything to them, but the percentage is the same. So it's almost as far as that. When I did pursue the other company, and then it was a couple years ago, looking at that one, they were at a 12, but both of these companies are offering a 7. And they provide training, education, and continuous updates and training and education. They both will work directly with our emergency reporter. So when we upload to the state to provide ours, they will automatically get a copy of the incident, and then they would be able to work off of that to provide billing. Remember, the billing is only if we transport a patient to the ED. That's the only, and it's only the mileage that's reimbursed. So, It is, both of them are, they fully understand it's the soft billing method. So it would, we get the same courtesy, so the same courtesy is what I would assume we would probably extend to. If Oregon has to transport for us, they soft bill and or they've even just wiped it off. So, and Allen does the same thing. So I would assume we would probably put the same negotiations in there too as well for our neighboring. The full billing is for people that are not residents of the township. What I didn't know, but that is a requirement by law that they do get fully billed. So if we have someone traveling through and it's an auto accident, we have to transport them, then they would see that. So
this is strictly for the EMS side, no fire, no auto, or
everything? It's strictly just for the EMS.
Okay, and we're just strictly mileage?
Just strictly mileage, and it's only when we transport.
So no...
Our vehicle has to transport.
So even if we...
Assist on a scene or doing anything?
Well, let's say we have medics and we transport on our squad ALS...
It's ours because it's our vehicle.
Right, but it's just mileage, not the advanced life support.
No, we could.
Yeah. Okay.
But there would be, we'd have to be careful.
Because of Lucas County?
Which ones are we using? Are Lucas County using their meds? Or are we using it? You know, we'd have to be careful in that one. And we'd have to consult with them to get the guidelines on that, because that would be a little bit outside the normal. If our paramedics are administering everything and we're a true ALS from ourselves, yes, it will have a different impact value.
Okay.
So it's just something to look at. Please feel free to call me. It's a lot. It's a bit to digest, and I am not the expert at this. I'm looking for us to work as a team and to make the right decision, you know, on this. This Sunday is our Build a Bike, or it's Badges to Bikes. There's been some advertising going on. Firefighter Josh Swanson is the one that pursued checking into this information. I'm extremely pleased with him and proud of him that he did this. So the funds for the bikes came from the Toledo Police Patrolmen's Association and the Toledo Firefighter Union 92. All we're doing is facilitating and organizing people to come and help assemble the bikes. We'll be using our large trailer on Saturday. We're going to go over and pick up the bikes, bring them back. We'll do the assembly on Sunday from 10 to 4, and we will deliver them downtown. And I'm okaying the escort of an engine to go down there with it. Down to Lucas County, and it's a Sunday, there's not going to be much people, but I still want people to see that Jerusalem Township was a part of this, so that's where we're at.
Chief? Oh, I'm sorry, Mark.
That's right.
Would you like for us to have that put on the marquee out there,
if we
anything?
Can, I know there's something on
there. The blood drive. So that will be off tomorrow, so we could, is Kevin or is Eric working?
Yeah, tomorrow.
No,
tomorrow,
Friday?
No, I don't think so.
He's off Friday? Okay.
I think he's off.
Yeah, he takes off.
That's not.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can get it on there.
If we can.
Maybe you give him exactly what you want on there.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. That'll be fun.
Chief, for the you're still looking for volunteers to help with the bike.
That is correct. And I provided that information in that. Right. Because they wanted the registration. Or the Lucas County Services were collecting the registration, so I'm not sure how many people are here. We are going to provide some refreshments. We had obviously we had a wonderful feather party, so we had some refreshments that were left over from that, and the group was, you know, fully supportive of that, so we're going to provide some chips and hot dogs and sodas and stuff
and Busch Lights.
No, that's
So are you also inviting walk-ins?
Yes.
To assist?
Okay. Yeah, I am. Yeah. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. So you know, I'm just trying to let, you know, their agency, you know, we're kind of following through and doing what we can for it.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Do we have to bring tools?
Yes, it was suggested that they bring tools.
Yep. Okay.
And I would say probably more metric than, than standard.
Crescent wrench.
More, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Ultimate. Unfortunately, I'm going to be leaving Sunday out of town in the morning. We're going down south deer hunting, so I will not be able to make it. Maybe we had a. You want us to put this on the talk of the township?
Yeah,
maybe something we could put it on there.
Someone else would have to do it. I could ask my wife to do it because I don't navigate.
Well, Mark or I could put it on there, and you know we'll type something up and.
I had that letter. I mean, I can print that letter off again that I had prepared. I prepared one for the Lucas County Fire Chiefs that explained everything.
Do you want that? I mean, do you have that electronic format? Simply want that letter pushed out, posted? If you've got that,
it'll be the Lucas County letter that's available, and we can just push that out.
Sure.
The one I gave the fire chiefs both, the Lucas County letter, and then I just created a shorter version for us.
Okay, and maybe he'll use his?
Yeah, if you've got that, if you could.
Ours is on letterhead, so.
You just email that to us, or we can go ahead and push that out.
Okay, I can do that.
I want to see how you hook them links on anyway.
Sure.
When you go do it.
Okay.
So, the township was fantastic supporting us for the feather party. We had a really good time. We didn't have any problems or concerns. It seemed like everybody had fun. We had a few new raffles this year. They had some hindquarters of beef and stuff like that. And we had four half hogs this year. The Raines family still donated one, and we had gotten two. We purchased two for Jack. So, anyways. It was a good time, and I was so proud of our membership. You know, everybody that could be there was there, and they all worked.
I'll tell you.
Cujino sold tickets. I couldn't believe it.
In 15 years of me being, or actually longer than that, probably 17 years now, that was probably the best turnout I have ever seen in there. I mean, they even put another row of chairs in the back, and you still couldn't walk through back there. Wow. There was, and I'm telling you, the way that crowd was, they could have done another 10 or 15 raffles and would not have had a problem selling them. Hmm. They were there to spend money and to support the fire department, and I was shocked. I couldn't believe how many people were there. It was the best turnout I had ever seen. So,
yeah, good time. I did meet with the Christmas Township group, Mike Sikowski and his group, and I'll be recruiting some firefighters and their wives to help out for the December 8th. We're planning on decorating the A car and the sleigh, and we'll display that out front. The sleigh won't fit inside the building, so we can't bring it in. But anyways, we're doing that, and we're doing a few more things. So I look for that to be a nice, nice day, time as well. Other than that, we're doing fine. Our firefighters are in training, are all doing well. There's been nothing but positive feedback on their abilities and the challenges, and he's one of them. Having a good time with it.
You a challenge?
It's a lot of work, man.
Dragging dummies up and down three flights of stairs.
Luckily, you have a one-story house. Okay. So. We'll just throw you out the window.
Chief, how's the runs? You guys are staying busy?
Yeah, we're right at 380, 80 something. So I believe we'll hit the 400.
Oh, yeah.
Like we projected we would. And
good.
If we do lose Chief Shea, he'll be heading down to Florida for ceremonies. He'll pop back. Once a month at least, or something for a day or two or something. But other than that, that's it. That's all I have.
Okay. Anything else for the chief, gentlemen?
Nope. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Chief. Mike, the rec department is not here. I'm gonna go ahead and skip Kevin now because he's not here. So Linda.
I just have a few things. We got the letter sent to the auditor for the Main Street demolition. So that should be on the taxes soon. I did some research. We talked about that house on North, the Dotson property. that house was reconstructed in 1997. There was a nuisance abatement filed in 07. And the person that went couldn't find the house, so there was no record of...
Is this the one with the several boats?
Yep.
On the property?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Blue house.
Yeah. Okay.
They did do an electrical service transfer in 2010, and it passed. And that she has it passing in 2011, and that was information I got from the county.
But it was never occupied?
But it was never occupied. Mm.
Okay.
So, not sure. That's all she has. So
2001?
11.
Okay.
And this was to have them come out to see if there was something that could be done to the house to make it up to code?
Well, the last one was the electrical service transfer, and that was okay. So I'm not sure.
So they would have had to have gotten occupancy from Lucas County.
You would have thought.
Because the Edison's pretty... They won't even
set
a pole until you get...
So that's all she had.
So are you able to determine from the county whether they were given approval for occupancy? You can't determine that they were not.
Has. What I just gave you is all the information she has in the file on that address.
So they have no idea why it was never granted occupancy.
Well, then we don't know if it was or wasn't granted.
Yeah.
It just simply
I thought there was a...
Well, we've been kind of told that, but...
But you don't have any proof that it was denied or that it was approved.
So there's a possibility that this house could be salvaged.
That's the question, yeah.
Which would be fantastic if it could be. That maybe somebody would buy it and fix it. And
so we'll possibly wait until the transfer to us happens through land bank, and then we would have access to it.
You've got access. Yeah. We check it out.
Because Kevin said it's always been boarded out, or windows are closed, doors are closed in it, so it's not like it's been open to the elements. So that could be a positive thing.
Right.
So we'll just sit on it and at least another year before the land bank gets a transfer. I don't know if they've ordered a dumpster or not. I think we approved that last week to order a dumpster for the Brining House, the one on the east, where they have... made it the dump. So I'll ask them about that.
I'm sure nothing's been done.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Kevin off. Right. Yeah.
He was looking at, some options too with the service, the All-Star service
company. Oh, that's right.
He was trying to give them an opportunity to give us an option there so they would separate it, maybe just... crush it and load a truck right down there, and we wouldn't have to. They would have. Or he was also going to give him an opportunity to provide a dumpster.
Okay, good. At least he's doing something, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, that's what I understood he was trying to do.
I did go to the Northwest Ohio Planning and Zoning Workshop last week. There was some pretty good speakers there. Some of the key points were they said public relations is key. Be a good listener. And something that we've just started with our BZA, we are having hearings instead of meetings. And when you have a hearing, it's an evidentiary hearing. So if you're going to speak, you need to be sworn in. And then you avoid editorial comments. You just ask questions to gather information. So it's a little different. Especially having to listen to the minutes. The minutes for the BZA meeting have taken me about 10 hours because they want it word for word.
So let me ask you a question. In the one hearing, John Burrell was here to be able to swear them in. Not every hearing is he going to be here.
I got to ask that question. Who can do that?
So,
and how? I don't know.
You don't know. You asked the question. Okay.
But that's a question that I have the same question. I got to find out.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want John Burrell here every BZA hearing, so.
Well, he could, but.
Yeah, he could, but the chance of getting him out here every BZA hearing would be kind of tough, so.
Yep. They mentioned, and I mentioned this, I think, last meeting, they recommend Springfield Township and Montclair both recommend permits for building accessory buildings over 1,000 square feet. Ours is just, we go with the county, 2,000 square feet. is when a permit is required. They recommend that. They're seeing a lot more, and they're even recommending having a specific number of accessory buildings per lot, because what they're finding are is people are putting multiples on sites.
Did you say 1,000?
Yeah, last
100. Because I thought we were talking about 100 versus 200 last time.
No. Yeah. You said at the last meeting it was 100.
Versus 2,000?
Last meeting you were 100 square feet and 200 square feet. And I was like, wait a minute, 100 square feet, that's three sheets of plywood.
That's 10
by 10. That's pretty small. That was, and then you just said 1,000 and 2,000. So.
Right. Yeah, take a zero out of there.
Okay.
It is 100?
Yeah. Wait, 100 is 10 by 10.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like sheds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sheds, like
and,
you get
in there. They recommended for small lots only allowing two accessory buildings. Yeah. Larger lots. So we'd have to define larger lots, three. So they're finding that that's being that's an issue in their townships. So that was something that they recommended. Also putting a use category on permits for accessory buildings. What a lot of people don't understand is if they are zoned agriculture, that doesn't mean I can put an accessory building up without a permit. Because if it's an agricultural building, it has to be for agricultural purposes. And the hard part is when a farmer no longer is engaged in agriculture, that building is only supposed to be used for agricultural things. So if they use it as a storage facility, that technically is not a permitted use. So they suggested putting it right on the permit when you fill out the permits.
So what happens in a case like that? So let's say Dave quits farming and decides that he's going to store boats in the barns. I agree, but, you know,
we somebody's... We have the same issue with the barn that burned down on the camp.
So that one was agricultural?
I do not have a permit for that. And so he built that without a permit. So also, we don't have any zoning, anything in our books about solar panels. We do windmills. And I know the windmills came about because people wanted to put up some windmills, so then the zoning code was changed. So I think it might be time to look at maybe solar panels and see what we should have in there for those.
Yeah, it's coming.
I thought this was an interesting, they mentioned Jerusalem Township. I love it when they do because they usually ignore us. Jerusalem Township has no high crash locations in our jurisdiction. High crash means anything over 5.
In a 3-year period?
Yeah. There are 11 more roundabouts being built in Lucas County next year. Or, I'm sorry, next 5 years.
That's going to be my re-election run. There will be no roundabouts in Jerusalem Township, I promise.
It's a safe one too.
Yeah.
Freaking roundabouts.
If anybody looks at the calendar, Wednesdays fall on Christmas Day and New Year's Day, which are my office days. So I am simply going to have the office closed, and for those 2 weeks I'll put a sign on the door for appointments. People can call me and set up an appointment. I do that a lot, so that works out really well. So if that's okay, that's how I'm going to handle those 2 days, because I really don't want to work a full day before or after either one of those. And then the first board meeting of the year would be on January 1st, so we're going to move it to the 8th. So it'll be on the second Wednesday instead of the first Wednesday. And we're going to do a joint BZA and zoning board meeting and have an organizational meeting for both so that they both can elect their officers. We haven't ever done that with the BZA.
Sounds good.
And the only other thing is the internet was down last week. We did a call to Computer Extreme and then Frontier, someone called Frontier.
Well, Frontier replaced the utility pole. That got taken care of quickly and efficiently.
You did good,
then,
Tony.
And then I called Spectrum because the sheriff called me and he had no internet. His internet's tied in with your internet.
So not, we had
not
all,
mine, the fire department's.
We had all three coming. It's been working, so Evan didn't come, but I think Evan's still going to come. It's really, it's slower.
Evan's coming.
Has been.
This next week.
So we can get that all squared away and make sure everything works. The Spectrum went down to our router. Well, our router was unplugged, I think.
Yep, that's correct. It was unplugged in the cabinet box there, but then as he run his diagnostics in our connection box from the pole to the building here, he had to replace connections there, and it was their splicing type connections. And then and he said, I'm still detecting something on the pole or the feed, and so he had his line crew come the next day, and then they put another filter and made another connection. So I'm just really pleased. Spectrum, when I called that day, they came that day. You know, I explained to them, this is our sheriff's department, you know, is down, and they immediately took care of, you know, governmental agency. So I was really pleased with that.
And the only other thing I have is our buildable lots. And I don't know if you're going to get an old business or...
Yeah.
So...
I got that back there.
Okay. That's all I have. If there are any questions.
Okay. Thank you, Linda. All right. Kevin's not here. Mark, I got something for you for the cemetery, but I was going to bring that up later on.
Okay.
So did you have anything new for the cemetery?
No, we're still waiting here probably next month from the county.
Okay. Hall rentals, we haven't had much for hall rentals. It's been a lot of scouts and sports getting ready for their sports banquets and things like that. So that's all we got on the hall. Dave, anything on the roads? Anything new updates?
No, okay. No new updates.
All right, we'll move on to old business, sandbags.
I talked to Becky Box today, and she agreed to do them for $21 a ton, and I'll get one weighed tomorrow or sometime next week or something so we know how much a bag that'll be. And I was trying to get a hold of Kevin today about the bags. He's been working on that. And so it sounds like it's a go. She'll tie them or sew them or whatever we want to do. But I told her we'd bring a crew up there. She said she could just take the payloader over and get some sand from Nissen's, weigh it, and then take it and put it in her machine and fill them. So I guess if we get the bags all lined up and everything, we'll have to make a day or two and do it. I'll have Kevin get a hold of Oregon, too, because I guess they wanted a few, too. So.
And we already have a place to store them?
No, we'll have to straighten the barn up or do something there right now.
Okay, but we don't need to find a Connex box. We've got room in the barn.
Yeah, well, Connex box, you're going to have trouble getting them in there. And
unless you had a forklift.
Yeah.
Okay. I think Kevin, the last time Kevin and I talked about it was possibly seeing if we could steal some of the chief space on the far left.
The old workshop.
Yeah. And put some, if you guys had room. He didn't know. He hadn't been over there in a while. To see what you guys had.
Yeah, there's room right now.
Okay.
What kind of floor?
Concrete.
Yeah, there it is.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was. But you're going to need a skid steer or something to maneuver them. You know, you're not going to get in there with the backhoe. It's not.
Oh, that's right. It was not tall enough to get in there.
So it's going to have to be a skid steer type or a forklift.
Yeah.
How's the floor? I got a pallet jack.
Oh, you can do it with a pallet jack, yeah.
Okay, I got a pallet jack, too.
Floor's good.
Okay, I didn't remember, you know, how rough it was.
But I talked to Kevin about this same thing, and we were going to utilize the old chicken coop building because that's got a concrete floor, but that's not that great. But, again, if you could get a skid steer or something, you could get them in there easy enough. So that's one option, and then using the other building for the other option. Because the biggest thing is to keep them out of the light and, so they don't get destroyed in the weather. The other part I wanted to share with you is I did talk with Matt Krause from EMA, and him and I are currently working on a tabletop exercise, which would include, you know, the trustees and then whoever else we'd want to. I would think we may want the state DOT gentleman in there. County engineer might also be want to be involved. And so right now we're working on just creating the scenario situation, and then we would work on the logistics of it. So he's got a format, so him and I are working on that to get that made available. And I told him I wanted to, you know, I wanted to get this in by, you know, January or 1st of February before the spring thaw hits us, you know. So that way we can do a whole tabletop. We would exercise in the station, and then everyone, all the players would be involved, and I think it would be a good exercise for all of us. So I'm working with him on that.
I'm excited about the sandbag thing. Because I've been out there filling sandbags before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's a deal. That's a deal. I'm excited about it. Okay.
Tony, can I ask a question? Sorry.
Oh.
Tony, can that EMA contact for this exercise be somebody we ask about monies for those sandbags?
That, in fact, is the Smet Krause is who Kevin is contacting to see about some additional available sandbags. Where do they purchase them? Where? So I talked to Kevin about this today, in fact.
It's like we were talking before the meeting about, so what's the cost to the township? We don't know how many bags on a pallet, how much do you get for this much estimated, but that's a less amount of money to ask for and support than some major purchase for the same emergency, you know. And is there some funding available to pay for that?
He might be able to answer that question too. Maybe there's some grants out there that they available to have knowledge of.
Right. I tell her $20,000 grant would get a lot of sandbags, you know, and that's a lot more good use of money than, I don't know, asking for a piece of equipment that costs $100,000.
Okay.
That was all I had to contribute on that.
Thank you, Chief. Dave, anything else on sandbags?
No, I'm
excited about it. I'm excited. Okay, Brown Road Internal, that's the flapper gate, right? We still left that on there.
I did talk to Panuski yesterday, and I was worried more about these ditch petitions. And okay. I told him I had more things to hit him on after Thanksgiving. So.
Okay, that'll come up next time. All right.
Okay, ditch petition.
I had a little bit of trouble with Wilhelm Ditch because of the grotto being connected, but I think I've got it worked out. And I told Panuski I'm going to go and bring them all in after Thanksgiving, so we'll have them all in. And I got the signatures of 3 or 4 people. I didn't want just one. You could have one and it go through, but I wanted a few more, so it didn't look like one person was causing all the trouble.
Yeah. Okay. The dike update, okay, Mark?
Dike update. So I spoke this morning. I heard back from Jason Doctor with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. They project to have the final report to us by mid-January of 2020. As you folks all know, we did get them to agree to provide us some preliminary information. That's the information that we used to act with the Metro Parks Toledo and on Reach Number 6. And that spur dike for Reach 6 is complete. So that's been done. With respect to Reach 5, that goes from Howard Road parallel with Route 2 that goes west and then makes the turn. Lucas County right now is helping us with a quote to survey that to determine ownership of the various sections of that dike. Reach 3 falls on the Phase 2 property for the Metro Parks Toledo that they on the west side of Howard Road that they have not yet developed. But Metro Parks Toledo has indicated that Dave, help me out if I get this wrong, but I thought that they said they're going to begin the planning in early 2020,
and that Jerusalem Township will have a seat at that table for planning purposes.
We're going to make sure, because we're going to go to these meetings, right. And I think we have to make sure we do have a seat
right.
there.
Right. We expect to ask them to put in the same kinds of safeguards in that reach number 3 as they agreed to put in for reach 6 that was just completed. Chief just, this was just reported, Chief just reported this, that discussions and planning are underway with Lucas County EMA and Ohio Department of Transportation for a tabletop drill on the back event. The Jerusalem Township Emergency Action Plan continues to be developed and refined. And if we look out into the future, as a township, we're going to want to do a comprehensive survey of the entire dike system. Don't know if that's going to be in 2020 or 2021, but that's something we're going to want to do, and we're going to want to do that from the water side. All the surveys to date that the Army Corps of Engineers did was from the land side. We do want to look, in the future, we want to be looking for grant and other funding sources that could help us to address the legacy dike issues of that dike system. So that's my dike update. Anybody have any questions? Yes, sir.
As you guys are working at this aggressively, I'm just curious, have you guys had any discussions with the City of Oregon on any of their concerns and issues of, because I'm getting a different vibe, or I've received a different vibe from them, from the fire department side, I should say, because I don't talk to the city personnel. But it's almost like they're not seeing, or they're not projecting the problems or concerns like they had before. Now, I know that they've added a very large pump in right across from the Lake Erie Toledo University Center. There's a huge pump sitting there staged. It's been there for better than a year now.
Is it operational yet?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's capable. Okay. It's a portable. So okay. It's a big diesel pump. But I guess where I'm going with this is I wonder if the discussion, just as neighbors, if you guys were to talk with the City of Oregon too, it may be something that everybody's looking at, because wasn't there something else there's an agency, excuse me if I'm fluttering here, but I thought there was some available grants or an agency or group that looks at the whole waterfront area and has another view of the lake or something. I can't remember where I got that from.
That's not ringing a bell with me.
Me neither.
Let me go back to
it was to look at the marinas. Excuse me.
Oh, now remember the clean
group?
The clean group.
The clean marina.
So you talked about including Oregon in that one.
Right. Right. And, I think that was something you brought forward from zoning, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking this maybe as a township.
I hadn't thought of that, but that's
we could possibly talk to the city and just say, you know, hey, the fire the township, the trustees have taken these actions, moving forward and doing this one. The fire department is working, you know, with the trustees on this, and we just want to make sure, you know, we're just curious if you guys are looking at anything or you have potential problems too.
Okay, that's a good suggestion. Just have a discussion with the adjacent governmental entity.
Sure.
Okay, I hadn't thought about that, but thank you for the suggestion.
Well, you know, when the previous chief was there, they were constantly coming and getting sandbags from us and everything, and that activity took place. But right now, in the current administration, I feel that he's given me the vibe that he doesn't think they're going to have a problem right now, and I don't know how when the lake level is going up and
what's well, going down right now, but you're they are predicting higher next year. Yeah. Okay.
I did mention something to Kathy Poloff. She's on the council,
yeah.
But I guess it didn't ring a bell with anybody.
Oh.
So it was mentioned.
It's just something I thought of is you guys are making such great headway with the Corps of Engineers, and they are going to have a potential problem.
And I definitely think it, that reaching out to them with the sandbags to go, you know.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I just, I know that every year, every time there's something, they come to us for sandbags. And, you know, they have a whole lot more money than we do.
Yeah.
And, you know, they should, you know, kind of take it upon themselves to.
Well, they may very well take the advantage of,
yeah,
the opportunity, maybe.
Right.
How big is this pump?
It's got a probably an 8-inch suction on it.
That's like 8-inch discharge, probably then.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got some stuff to piggyback on the back of your dike.
Okay, very good. That's all I have. So thank you for the suggestion. We'll follow up on that.
All right, real estate, Dave. I think that's you with the.
I don't know. I think that DeSalle, Pat's probably got the best deal. She's got it here for $1,800 commission for each one, and he's got it for $2,000 per parcel. Bell coffers, so
she's $1,800 based on the. We don't pay her up front. It's for sale.
Yeah.
Once it's sale. Sold.
Yeah.
Once it's
sold. Commission.
Commission.
Commission. So, should I make, you guys want to look at it?
You've reviewed it, if that's your recommendation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go for
Pat
it.
Pat Rosencrantz, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
She was a lady. She was a lady in here.
That came and did you want to make that?
Yeah. Decision? Yeah. I'll make a motion that we accept DeSalle Real Estate, Pat Rosencrant, to sell the properties. Let's see, 512 Lakemore and 3369384. Those have roads to them, or is that
those
just
are,
parcels?
Parcel numbers.
Parcel numbers.
I'll just read the parcel numbers off then. Okay, I'll do it again. 3369384 and 3369387. 3369391.
Is there more than one?
Dave, there's the three?
Three and the four. Okay. I read off the 521 Lakemore.
What about Main Street? Is there another page of that? I think.
Maybe I did. Yeah, there is. I'm sorry. I didn't turn it over. And it's 810. Yeah, that's Water Street. Yeah, in Bono. It's parcel 3377231.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call, Dave. Dave Bench?
Yes.
Bo Miller?
Yes.
Mark Saller?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Dave, does that need signatures by all three of us, or just one, or? Cool, probably to sign. You probably want to get that signed.
We might as well all three sign it.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll sign it tonight after the meeting then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that all you had on the real estate?
Yep, Dave? That's it.
Okay. I had the OTA conference on here. That's in February of 2020. This is a reminder. Number seven there, Mark, was that you spoke about that in your dike update, the request for the survey.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and remove that. Number eight, the street light outage number. Dave, I believe you said you ended up with the number.
Yeah, Tony gave it to me one day, and I was going to. I haven't got out there at night yet to check them.
Okay.
I was gonna, and I'll give it to everybody else.
Okay.
Too,
yep. Very good. Perfect.
Yeah. We all should have it.
Okay. The Dyke thank you letter to the Metro Parks.
Do you want to talk about that?
No, you can talk about it.
Okay. All right. So we, I don't know if any of you have seen, we put a thank you letter that we talked about at the last meeting. We put it out on our website and then we pushed that out on social media to talk of Jerusalem Township and the buzz on the bay. David and I visited the Metro Parks Toledo board meeting. It was last week.
Last Wednesday,
we visited them. We addressed the board. We gave the board copies of the text that we were planning on posting. Mm-hmm. And we told them how very much we appreciated their efforts. And they were very grateful that we came back. Again, correct me if I'm wrong, but they seem to be very pleased that we came back around to say thank you and
close the loop. And the vice chair said, and we really appreciate you coming back and putting a bow on this.
So. Well, they were so good. I mean, we never dreamt it ever get done that quick. Never.
Oh, it's done by early November. Yeah. So, yeah, it's wonderful. We're really glad about that.
They just give you a really good feeling. Like, they're really interested in you. And two guys we had out here just ignored us, really. Yeah.
They all I can think is
they're not ignoring you anymore.
They had a different view of the projection project.
I don't think that the two guys earlier realized the risk, the degree of risk, and but they realize it now and they're very supportive. Yeah. So it's all good.
I think Dennis knew, but I don't know why. He should have known more than anybody, because he ran the feds out here, the whole marsh, before, and he knows about dikes. And I don't know why he put us off like that. I really don't.
I assume he reports to Tim.
I think so. Yeah, he reports to Tim.
If he couldn't make his point to Tim, Tim said, no, it's not an issue, then.
Yeah, that's what I picked up with the meeting was here when the Corps was here, was Tim was his boss.
Yeah.
So.
Well, anyway, Tim takes it very seriously now.
Yeah. He sure sidestepped it. But that one day when we first went to the first meeting.
But he's been very, now he's very supportive, and we appreciate everything that they've all done.
We've got him tuned in.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Number 10 here. So I talked to Mr. Alan Fast with Lucas County.
Yeah. At the cemetery.
This is a cemetery survey. He told us he'd have it by December 31st for us. Well, guess what? We're not going to get it. What we're going to get, because they've pushed so many projects on him that the boss wants done, he's going to give us a preliminary scope of work, which is going to say we need to put in this size pond to get the cubic yardage we need of dirt. You know, if it's five tile runs, he couldn't remember how many drainage tiles he had to put in, but like the tile runs.
He's going to have to look at the elevation and determine how much it needs to come up to the level in order to come up with a quantity of dirt.
Yep. Okay. So he's going to give us that. He's going to give us the size of pond, how many drainage runs, and like cutting the road in. Mm-hmm. But, so that'll be able to give us some, we could start kind of getting some rough estimates.
Yeah, we get some bids in.
But the actual engineered drawings, probably midsummer. Mm-hmm. And we won't be able to dig dirt till then. And I said, you know, we really want to start on this. You know, you told us we'd have this done in end of December. We thought we gave you enough time. And we really want to be breaking ground next spring. We've passed a levy. You know, we have to show the people, the township, that, hey, we're spending your money appropriately. The good thing is we will be the general contractor on it, the township will. So we'll be doing all the bidding. And, you know, like Kevin said, you can always tweak a few things here or there. But to have the actual engineered drawings, we probably won't see them till.
Do we, and that basically, if that's the case, then we lose a whole year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do we want to escalate?
We could. We could talk to Mike Panuski and see what his thoughts are.
What do you think? Is it worth using a chip?
Yes.
Do we wait? Let me ask you this. Do we wait until December or till January to do it? Let's get what we've got from him, or, you know, what we're going to receive from him.
Yeah.
But to actually have the plans, he's saying.
So we put it out to bid or something, yeah.
Yeah. At least we know what we're talking. Are we talking $100,000? Are we talking $60,000? You know, people like Grotto and them, they're going to know, hey, all right, I got to put in five tile runs and cut the driveway in and dig this size pond and move the dirt up.
You know, if they could get us to us by June, there's guys out there willing to work. There's enough of them. They could do it. We could get it done.
We could get it done. It would just, okay.
If they can get it by June at least. End of June or first July, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would just like to have been starting spring, but I mean, how long has it been? We've 4 months, 5 months. We've 4 months probably. We gave them to get us this, and
You know, but the better working time will be in August.
Yeah,
July and August.
Yeah, it'd be dry.
It'd be drier than in early spring. You know.
And he did say that he felt that there was going to be excess dirt that we were going to have to do something with. So I said, we don't have a problem with that. We can stockpile that at the township complex here. So that's where we're at with Allen. So we should still have something by 12/31.
Now, when did they say? June or July, or just said midsummer?
Midsummer. Yeah.
All right. So we can see what we get at 12/31, and then whether we think, and then we can try to press them for a firmer date and then see whether we need to escalate or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds good. All right.
Okay. Anything else for anybody else have any old business that I missed? I don't think so. Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay, so number one here, the December 24th meeting. Now, Mark doesn't want to meet on Christmas Eve, but that's the day I have to go to my in-laws. So, I vote.
You'd rather meet, huh? On Christmas Eve. Wow, humbug.
So, do we want to cancel the last meeting of the month, or do we want to reschedule for a different date?
Well, we better reschedule. We've got stuff going on. I'd rather have it before. I don't like in between, because sometimes we go places and, you know, between New Year's and New Year's. I don't like that.
So, we have...
So, the 23rd is a Monday, right?
That is a Monday. We could do it...
New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah, have a party?
Well, what exactly at our age are we doing New Year's Eve?
In bed by 8?
In bed by 8. So,
I mean, if we tried to keep it on a Tuesday, then we'd be meeting two Tuesdays in a row, the 10th and the 17th.
Yeah, that doesn't give enough time.
What if we went, like, if we did, like, Thursday the 19th?
Yeah, Thursday didn't bother me. Yeah.
That's fine.
That work for you? I'm open. Okay, so.
That doesn't really give you much time between the two meetings, though.
Week and a half.
It doesn't give us much, but... It's if anything else pops up that we can.
What's wrong with December 30th on a Monday?
You're between, that's what he said.
I know, a lot of times we go places.
A lot of people are going and traveling.
Some people, that's my time to go.
Right, I know, but I'm thinking there's no point in having a second meeting that soon after the one you just had. I just think that's wasting time. Not that people do anything in December anyways with any government entity. The county's not going to be helping too much.
I got to talk to my social director. Maybe we make the next time and we'll see what we got going on.
Because reorg meeting, let's talk.
Can we just table it until
next
time? Yeah, we're going to meet in the 10th.
No, let's talk. Well, this could be, when would we have done our reorg meeting? Not till the week of the... The first full week of January.
Yeah, I'd say the last 2 years it's been the first 2 weeks of January.
Well.
We can table it, Dave. You check with the boss and then let us know.
I think what about
my social director said.
Okay.
I also think they'll dragging it out till that after the new year instead. You know.
Okay.
Because just bring this up for a minute, from a finance standpoint, the year will be done. So anything that needs to be completed, signed, will be done before then, right? Okay. So approving of, from a financial standpoint, it's irrelevant if we have the meeting on January 1. I mean, you could always hold a special meeting if you had to, but.
Yeah, we did that for a while.
Just having a meeting to have the second meeting of the month a week and a half later is.
Let's just table it.
Okay.
Until the 10th.
Yep. Go ahead.
From there.
Okay.
Clean marina location.
Yeah. The question there was, we have a date. You had indicated that there would be the 10th, but what I couldn't find in the minutes or in my notes was, where would that meeting be held?
Yeah. It was here.
It'll be in the hall. Okay.
No, it'll be in here.
Oh, okay. Right here.
Because there's something going on the 10th. Food pantry?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's and you felt we could fit. You felt
because it's just the marinas. I sent letters. I got no confirmation. I'm going to try to call them, I sent letters to Anchor Point, Cooley, Minky. They suggested Harborview. Somebody told me that they already were one. I sent them to the marinas.
What about the park?
I can't. Tony was going to get me the...
Oh, Andrew Thomas.
Yeah, but it's a matter of a phone number.
So that's December 10th here in the township office. Okay. Yeah.
So I sent them the information, the ladies' contact. They can register online.
Okay.
Under Killeen Marinas, it's listed on their website.
What time's that? I didn't catch it.
1 to 4.
1 to 4.
And she's got something in Ottawa County in the morning. That's why we kind of picked it and said, let's just go with it.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Number three, I think you guys touched on this up here with the Jerusalem Township strategic planning.
Actually, no. This is a new? Whole new topic. I just wanted to float the idea here. Here's a copy for you and for Joel. I want to invite the public to comment on this as well. But these are just some preliminary thoughts about whether we as Jerusalem Township should engage in some focused strategic planning. The idea there is, should we be engaging in some ongoing discussions to focus the efforts of the trustees on those issues that are of importance to Jerusalem Township? And I'll just throw out a few different themes for consideration. Okay, so certainly safety, fire, EMT, deputy sheriff, policing, that's, you know, it's an opportunity to come back and take a look and say, okay, is everybody satisfied with where that whole area is going? Or do we think that there needs to be something else considered, some tweaks? Another one is the attractiveness of the community. You know, focusing on, is there any feedback on issues of blight, parks, bike paths, recreation, turnover of abandoned properties? I know there's been a lot of work on a number of those topics. But again, it's an opportunity to get input from the community and to pretty much put together, okay, what are the issues of importance to our community that we can be working on trying to push forward? Dike safety, that's been a big focus this year, and it will continue to be a big focus for a while. What about economic development? New building in the township, employers, businesses in the township. That's again, it's an opportunity to solicit some feedback on that. Fiscal, our revenue sources, tax levy, lodging tax, budgeting. You know, there's been a lot of work on the fiscal area, and Joel's worked very hard on that. Another area is conveniences, stores, recreation, marinas, restaurants, parks. Again, any feedback? Is there, what's the level of satisfaction? Are there any needs that we see that we just don't have that we'd really like to look at trying to invite into our community? Love to have some, opportunities for periodic input from community members. Another topic is services, trash, recycling, brush collection, unlimited pickup, roadway mowing, ditch cleaning, snow plowing. A lot of those are in place, but it's an opportunity to solicit feedback from our community on, okay, how does everybody feel about that? Do we have more than necessary? Do we have not enough? Or are we at a level that's just right? Events, some of the events I could think of are Curtis Kids Day, the biggest week in birding, the food bank, the feather party, holiday party, etc. Any feedback on the cemetery? Any feedback on road maintenance? Any feedback on communication methods and messages, how we're able to get information out to the community to let them know what's going on? And invite their feedback. Grant funding for community development and improvements. Over the past couple of months, I've heard a lot about this topic, natural gas, city water, and sewers. So is that something of importance that we should really be working on, trying to see what will be involved to get those kinds of services extended to more homes in our community? So that's just a starter list of ideas and topics. So the second concept is, should we be thinking about trying to, as township government, trying to put together on an annual basis some kind of a report out for our community, essentially an annual report, a tally of the benefits that were provided during the year, the future vision, even if that vision is a work in process, and maybe the work plan for the items of the vision that have been decided upon. So here's the things that are on the drawing board or on the project plan, say for the next calendar year, this is what we want to be working on. And to put that out to the community and let them know that this is really our focus, our area of focus for the next year or two. My third major topic is trying to engage the zoning committee and incorporate all of this. How much of this really fits into your comprehensive plan?
Yeah, the land use plan.
Yeah.
Several of the things you mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Right. So not that I want to reinvent the wheel here. I'd love to, how can we integrate and have that all work together?
Yeah.
And then there are, are there community members in the community that have key planning skills or that may be interested in contributing? And over the past couple of months, I ran into one individual who's got some pretty pretty powerful planning skills and experience. He's now semi-retired, but I would love to, if we decided to go this direction, I'd love to try to interest this individual in providing some feedback on ideas. So anyway, I just throw that out for comment.
He's very energetic.
He is. He's got a lot of energy.
He sure does.
One of the things you need to make up an original starting point,
mm-hmm.
and put what you have
right
in mind.
Well, yeah. Right. With a strategic plan, it would be you have to define what is our current state, and what's our future state,
and where are you going to put your industrial, mm-hmm. where are you going to put your housing, things that. Like in Oregon, they didn't do. They had signage all over the place over there. And a lot of your towns, they limit how high and everything. You go down the street, mm-hmm. It isn't just a big mess. And you need to look at that ahead of time. Setbacks on the property. You got one business here, one business there, and Oregon is starting to do it now to build an off main highway connection between the businesses, so you don't have people coming in and going out. Now they have to redo all that over there. I was on with Toledo, a 20-year plan, and trying to get stuff for East Toledo set up. But you get a lot of comments that sound good. But stuff doesn't work out sometimes. But that's the name of the game. So that's just my suggestion.
Okay, good.
But get something wrote up and put it out there and take comments.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then you put it to some engineers. You put it to whoever's in the area and take comments back. And it'll eventually work out into something.
Very good. Okay. Any other thoughts or comments?
I really like the annual report. I think we should have been doing that. We even do that at church.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's going on.
Yeah, show them where you're at.
Show that we're doing something and what we did.
Yeah.
You used to do that in the Jerusalem Journal.
You guys could be on the cover. Well, you two could be on the cover. David, I'll help you out.
And part of the land use plan is you're supposed to have meetings with citizens and invite them, mm-hmm. and have some people not on the zoning board, some community members on a team.
Yeah, see, that's, that's what that reminds me of, more of what you guys are do other than the reports.
Yeah, but it, but you could also go a little bit farther in, into some of the other areas that you suggested, because you could do the same.
Okay. Okay. Anything else?
All right. Yep.
All right. Number four. Looks like Grotto's got our backhoe ready for the salt.
Oh. Dave? Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't. I had the wrong paper there. Yeah. He. I was up there today and too, and he. It's all ready to roll, and all we have to do is call him and tell him when we want it.
You just want to have him bring it in for December? That's next. That's Monday.
We won't if we don't need it. We got to pay for it when it comes in. Yeah. So I'll call him, though.
Okay.
Kevin will. Yeah.
All right.
If we don't need it for a couple weeks, that's great.
The year-end Lucas County Township Association meeting, December 11th at Monclova.
That's at 6 p.m. 6:05. And I plan on going. I think it's good that we have representation there. So if anybody wants to ride with me or whatever, I plan on going.
December 11th, that's a Wednesday?
Usually Wednesday, yeah.
What time are you leaving?
Well, you have to go a good hour. Yeah. So you might want to leave hour. Just,
4:45-ish?
Yeah, a little bit before 5.
Yeah, it's a good hour.
If you drive, right?
Yeah, I'm an old man, I know.
If Bo drives 15 minutes, get on the turnpike.
Yeah, Wyoming thinks he's driving a train. He can drive
50 miles an hour. I got my gators.
Yeah, there you go. It's a real long drive that way.
What did I say, 4:45?
Yes, yep. That sounds good. Yeah, I'm planning on attending as well.
It's good to be there. It's just the people you meet, too.
Oh, yeah. It's good to interact with folks in other townships and find out
what's going on. You find out things, what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Number six. So I think you guys copied in on this email from Sam, Mike Sheehy's.
Right, Sam.
Yeah. And what kind of struck me was there's for the budget this year that we could be considered for funding in some things, and there's a list of things that we could be possibly in there. One of them was watershed flood control,
mm-hmm.
Recreational trails, biking, shoreline restoration and preservation, and the community recreational facilities. So this was one that really stuck out to me since we got dike issues to work on.
Right.
But then when you go over to the next page.
It's shoreline, well, that's our problem.
Well, no, that was the watershed flood control. No. But yeah, there is shoreline restoration and preservation there. But when you go over here to the types of projects not funded by state bonds, basic and repair maintenance projects. I don't know if they would, with them would fall under a basic repair. Or if they would fall under the watershed flood control. We could email Sam and say, see what, because he says that we could give him what do you say here? It must be turned in by January 10th.
And I would say, by all means, we should be talking back and forth with them.
Check on that.
Right.
Here, what do you think you could sell?
Right. Yeah. What? Really? How do we need to word it for you guys to buy it? I mean, that's kind of my thought. But that thought that was very interesting. I mean, it was a couple things that that was the big thing for me that I saw was the watershed flood control.
Right.
And I thought, well, if we get some money out of the state, that might help ease the pain.
Right. And you did read about the governor's speech. That he was in town, and he talked about the H2 Ohio funds, $172 million, I think, over 2 years. And he got into a lot of specifics that a lot of it's targeted at farmers, but there was a lot of talk about Other kinds of things like, you know, two-stage ditches and all that kind of stuff. So
that was the one they can use to build wetlands too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. If you can create wetlands and use them as a filter and let the water move from one end slowly to another, a lot of the nutrients will drop out before the water reaches the lake.
The lake.
That's a really important thing for us. And we may want to be talking to the Metro Parks Toledo about that with their phase two. If there's you know, opportunities to structure their wetlands such that the water comes in one end and goes out the other
end
and moves through. That would be a wonderful filtration device.
Yeah, because they're actually using it. They got some money for that, for the Wallace Road ditch, that water going in there, yeah. Going.
That may be a consideration you could add to that list that you had. That is wetland considerations. I mean, I don't know that, do they take a permit to convert a farm to a wetlands?
No.
So my question is the township even aware of where wetlands are going? Or the farmer just deals directly with the agency and he converts his farm to a wetlands. Are they strategically in the right locations where water flow can be maybe diverted so it can flow through to do exactly what they were designed to do, other than just catching the rainwater and
and
doing it, you know?
Yeah.
Conservation department used to do that. I don't know if they do that now, but they'll come out and survey and give you an idea of what can be done.
Now, when you say conservation department, are you talking about like the ODNR?
No, soil conservation.
Okay.
And then the FSA gets in there too, the Farm Service Agency, because they handle the money. And so there's two agencies there kind of that handle that.
So, just sort of another question, the property that the township has here, the Kennedy Park.
Right.
I know that you're working on, or you have an agreement with the school to do some ag stuff, but are they going to use the entire property, or could a portion of that be converted into a wetlands diversion? And then if that was a possibility, would the township be able to receive the same benefits as if the private owner does? Because I know the private owner does.
No, the government agencies can't.
They can't.
They can't take the money, no. Because I tried to get some structures put back here, you know, and no, your government, you can't, we won't give you no money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just know that I got a brother-in-law, he converted his farm to wetlands, and, you know, he's obviously making some money out of it, and then after a period of time, he could put it back to farm if he wanted to, but you know, after the agreement's settled. But
it's amazing how many little wet. You drive through Ottawa County, and there's a little half-acre wetlands going up all over the place.
Yeah, it's good. You can make more money doing that than farming. Yeah,
right, so, yeah. But it's just
really.
Yeah, what they pay for it is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Hmm. I know my brother-in-law's making more money this way with no risk.
Yeah. And they just, you know, they pay for it. Then they send you a check every year, and it's like, I'm surprised it's like they're trying to put the farmers out of business almost. Like,
yes.
You know, I mean, it's just crazy how much they're doing it.
Yeah, they used to pay for us to tile the property, and now they're taking it, putting it right back where it was.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my only thought was, is if the township may be aware of these going in, are they strategically working to the benefit of filtering the waters? Like, you know, I know what the Metro Park, you know, that was a whole big purpose of that, is to add additional marsh area for filtration.
And that's where the Wallace Road ditch dumps into.
Yeah.
So that's filtering all that water.
They got a lot of government money because of that.
Yeah.
But that's not doing the filtering out there. You're talking about what they put in over here?
They pump across Howard Road, and they pump the Wallace Road.
Pump it in, pump it out.
Well, it goes both ways.
Yeah.
It goes both ways.
If you look, they've got a jetties going out to take clean water in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's yeah.
So,
yeah.
So what's it doing? It's not doing anything. Yeah,
you're right. It really needs to be designed so that it's going to slowly flow.
It's got to slowly
from one
come
end
in.
To the other.
You got to take down the dikes, leave it roll in, and the green water comes in. It settles when it goes out. The sun kills all the algae, and the clean water goes back out. But what they're doing there is just—it's just a zoo. Yeah, the animals like it, but it isn't going to clean the water. I can tell you that.
I wish they'd come up with some money for leach fields and all stuff like that Curtis deal, so we can get these leach fields all sewers or something there.
Yeah, so you're talking about the unsewered areas in Curtis,
yeah.
And the cost of that is so high per home right now. It's honestly
unfeasible.
It's right on the edge of whether. Because unless they can land government funding to bring that cost down a little bit, it's simply not feasible.
Oh, it just kills some people. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got the figures. Yeah, I know what it is.
So, yeah, I did talk. I was at Team Cog last week, and they said, you know, that they at this point, they don't know if it's going to go or not, because it all depends upon whether federal funds come through to offset some of that cost, and then they'll have to reevaluate.
State funds, too. That's why I was hoping some of this money that... DeWine was talking about would help for that, because you know they complain about the farm fields, but that stinks so bad, and the E. coli level so bad, even on the Brown Road ditch, most of Curtis of Jerusalem Township goes in the Brown Road ditch. All of the older part of Curtis goes in what creek is that? With the creek right there.
Yeah, by the tracks. Yeah.
Yeah, and in the Sun Ridges stinks.
Yeah, that one's horrible.
There's Ross. Well. Crazy lady just drops right into it. You can't hardly, you know, you walked in front of the crazy lady in the summer. You can't hardly stand it there. That's a shame.
All right.
Okay.
Moving on. I got, so there was some discussion. I know Kevin is supposed to go to his doctor's appointment and supposed to be released December 3rd with all hope. Do we want to do anything about a light duty with him in case he's not cleared completely? Or do we just want to wait and let the doctor decide?
Just let the doctor decide, and then we'll see. If we have to have a special meeting on this, we'll have a special meeting.
Okay. Right. Oh, Chief, go ahead.
If I could only share something, I mean, as the fire department employees, it has been... we've had light duty for personnel to continue with the fire department. You know, they may not have been active on the calls, but they were allowed to still attend training, especially when they're lecture education. And so I'm just telling you that it wasn't uncommon.
Oh no,
right.
And unfortunately, for the fire department and the township, the handbook is not 100% all-inclusive, straight on down the line for everybody. It's, you know, there's some variations between the two, because we're basically, firefighters are all part-time employees in the sense that they're not in that view of it. So that's all I wanted to share is
I agree. We could have a special meeting. I mean, that'd be something if
he comes. Be here for 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You may need, 48-hour notice?
At least a day.
24. Okay. So we could, we'll find out, that's what, Thursday or Wednesday?
What is it?
Wednesday, right? The 3rd?
December?
3rd. It's Tuesday. That's Tuesday. So I believe that was the date he said he went back with, December 3rd. So we'll know Tuesday, I guess. So hopefully they clear him and they give him. Hopefully give him full work break, you know, then he's done. You know, we don't have to worry about it, so.
Okay, good. Fair enough.
Okay.
It sounds like that's going to happen, I think.
I think he's been very good about taking care of his. I think the kids are driving him nuts. He wants to get back to work.
Real bad.
Yeah. So, last thing I had for new business was one of the things that I would like to implement for the trustees is that from 6:30 to 7 o'clock prior to the meeting, I would like to have the all the department heads except for Joel, if Joel needs to be in there, to give a, to be out of the office, just to give us our time to pay our, write our sign our checks, kind of prepare for the meeting.
Review the agenda.
Yeah.
Review the handouts ahead of time. Yeah.
We can always sit around and talk after the meeting. You know, we're available, but you know, we get people come in at 6:15 and stand at our desk and talk to us while we're trying to sign checks, and we're kind of like, you know, you don't want to miss anything. You want to try and be as thorough as you can, and sometimes there's a little bit of distraction. I mean, do you guys have any thoughts or ideas on this?
I totally agree with it. I've never liked that when people come in and there's always a place here that we can talk in here, and we shouldn't be having a mini meeting in there anyhow.
Right.
We're not supposed to.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's fine. It'll be 6:30 to 7 o'clock will be quiet time where we can do our preparations.
If we got to ask Joel a question about something specific, you know, we can ask Joel. But it just kind of give us our time to get everything squared away.
I don't really care if the zoning inspector is there myself.
Yeah.
But anybody else, I'd rather. Yeah. Because sometimes we have questions for her, too. And, yeah.
All right.
I got something for your business. It's just health insurance. Do we ever, is Sprouts Insurance, they haven't visited us yet.
They have not.
I've been in contact with her. She will be,
usually late December.
I gave her the dates. She asked about December dates, and I said, well, December 10th is our first meeting, and I said after tonight I would know about the date of our second meeting. Well, I guess I don't know yet. But
so December 10th it is.
I'm going to try to push her towards December 10th.
Yeah, I think
Julie,
so, too.
Yeah. Because I'm just, for budgeting purposes, I want to see what our rate's going to be so we can put that in accordingly.
Cindy's off, too. She's off.
Oh. She doesn't look a day over.
You tell her
40.
That.
40. Pick a number.
So that'll help.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
All right, any other new business that we didn't have in there?
Bring up something that's what I'm here for.
All right.
I'm sorry I come in early.
That's all right. We need you. One thing we need you to do, though, is state your name for us so it's on the record.
John Spartak.
Spell that.
7250 Navarre.
Spell the last name for me.
S-T, V as in Victor, A-R-T-A-K.
Just like it sounds.
Big pardon?
Just like it sounds.
Just like it sounds, yeah. It means Thursday. St. Bartek. No. Yeah, it means Thursday in Slavic. I come here, which is old business, dealing with the dollar store down there. Tonight I got kind of seesawed on this thing. They never put the proper elevation in for the fence. They put the fence in up and down over the rubble, and the silt screen's still up. Ms. Rossler was out there a couple times, I think. Mark was out there too, taking pictures. The fence is blown out, they fix it. It blows out, they fix it. They do this, they do that. The last time Mark was out, he wrote a real nice letter to the company, and from what he says, he never got nothing back. A kid come out there and replaced some slats on the fence, and looks like put some fence posts in. And then they threw the material down, what was cut off, down into my ditch. And I brought pictures in and I showed them and everything. This is just, it's nonsense. It's a nuisance. It's been going on for...
Oh, ever since I've been here.
Yeah. I mean, this is ridiculous. Now, originally, they come in and they dug into my ditch and they were going to dump all the water from the system into my ditch. And I said, whoa, wait a minute. And I was told here, I said, well, that's the county. So I went to the county and they said, no, they take care of it out here. You got a building inspector out here and they're supposed to take care of it. Now I come here today and I'm told, hey, you need to take it to the county. And I asked Mr. Osler, well, give me a letter stating that you can't take care of it here so I can take it to the county. And she says, no, she's not gonna do that. So how am I supposed to take care of it by getting seesawed back and forth between this thing? This is ridiculous. And and I'm supposed to take it to the court on stupid stuff that's going on over there?
John, on this fence, from what I can see, I drive by there all the time. Wouldn't we be better off without it?
Without what?
The fence.
Well, this place is open till 10, 11 o'clock at night.
10.
And you get, well, whatever, you get all the headlights. That's the thing I was saying. You got to have a fence up there to block the headlights because the cars or trucks are coming in all the time and that whole place is lit up.
Yeah, but that fence isn't helping all the lights lit it up. I mean, you know, and the cars are turning in and pointing to Route 2. I would think, you know, and this fence is going to be a problem because it's just a junk fence.
No, the problem is they never put it in properly. They didn't put the fence posts in deep enough.
Yeah, it's just a junk fence.
In fact, the ones they replaced out there now, they cut the tops off and threw them in my ditch instead of putting them down deep enough.
So you want to keep the fence?
Yeah, I mean, and it's not only me, but the other neighbors back there too. That, you know, if you're getting that all night long, well, till 10 o'clock, that's not right. They're in a, you know, more.
Well, I've heard from the other neighbor, and the overhead lighting that lights up the parking lot, I mean, those are high enough. The fence doesn't stop those.
Well, the lighting.
And those are on till 10.
The lighting is actually wrong too, according to code. That lighting is not supposed to shine out to the road. It doesn't bother me, but the lighting is supposed to be lighting the parking lot, not the street out front. Hey, what can I say? You know?
What about on that side facing your property? And I'm sure it'd probably be tough to get the Dollar General to do it, but what about trees, bushes?
Well, how long are they gonna? They put trees in there.
But I think you're saying instead of the fence.
Yeah, instead of the fence, let's.
I don't have 15 years.
Well, I'm saying.
but
if they put a row of arborvitaes there or something, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, Dollar General might be getting sick of fixing this fence too, for all we know. I don't know. You've talked to them. And I know that it sounds like they've been out there a bunch of times to fix this fence.
Well, put a proper one in. They put the cheapest thing you got in there.
Yeah.
It isn't even a coated fence. It's an uncoated fence. It's made to be painted, and they put the cheapest thing out there. It isn't my fault. It isn't my fault they bought that property and where it's at. You know,
we don't have a permit for fencing, or we do have a permit for fencing, but not a
just a location.
It's not a.
There's no quality element to it.
Yeah, but the thing is, when they first started there, I talked to them about when they started coming into my ditch, and I told them, I says, you guys are hauling tons of dirt out of this place. I said, do you realize the flooding that goes on out here? I mean, I've had it. You know, you look at my house and the drive, I'm up high. And I've had it flooded all around me at one time. and they're taking dirt out. And I said, you know how high the water gets here? And I'll tell you, and I'll show you. And I showed them pictures of it. I said, that field is flooded where you're building that. And they ended up hauling truckloads back in there. Nobody told them that. You know, the same thing happened on, I talked to the guy that raises apples out here where they put the other dollar store in. They were doing the same thing, hauling dirt out. He says, hey, this area floods, you know, get with it. And so they ended up hauling dirt in there. They put it up higher over there too, or it would have flooded out. I don't know. I think they're just trying to do as cheap as they can. And that's the kind of corporation this is. Mm-hmm. They have no feelings. All of this is all about money. And I mean, this is something that I worry about for this township, you know. I've said before, you know, you need to promote business, but it has to be put in properly. And that thing is a mess. So I'm asking, you know. It should be declared a nuisance until they get the doggone thing fixed up and take it to court, and I'll be there to witness it. I've already given Mr. Osler pictures and what's going on. Hey, get some money out of it for the township. I don't want it, but this is ridiculous.
We'll have to check in to see what alternatives we have, how to approach that. Okay. So, yeah, thank you for bringing it forward. I'll do some digging to try to see what kind of alternatives we have. Okay.
Because I had Mike out there, and he says this is ridiculous. Cheap. Yeah. I mean, okay. I talk to him all the time. I work with him on the caffles and stuff that's going on. Yeah. So
at least the panels have stayed up for 6 months.
Big Bird?
They haven't blown over this time.
They haven't blown over in at least 6 months.
Wait till tomorrow.
We'll see when the gale force winds coming in, right? We'll see.
And all right. The problem there is the line is right on the edge of the ditch.
No.
Even if they level it up, he really can't drive up towards the front because of the angle.
I could have mowed it for him if they would have. The back part of the fence is put in right. But when you come up about 30 feet, they never took out the silt screen. They never leveled it out. Why? It's the only place in the whole thing they didn't level up.
I did walk it the whole perimeter, and it's very uneven. I mean, you can turn an ankle there.
Yeah.
On the west side.
West side.
Yeah. I mean, they need to take it out, level it out, put it in right, and put it down below the frost line.
Yeah.
Not cut them off at the top because they couldn't dig them in far enough. That's ridiculous. Right.
So you're going to check in on that some more?
I will check on it, see. I probably will start with the county and see what kind of alternatives we might have.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anything else? Anything else? Chief?
Just one question. Is it official from the Board of Elections? Congratulations. Is entitled, or are we still waiting?
The there is a recount on December 2nd.
Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to hear it.
Yeah, it's not.
From someone with a little more.
It's not final yet.
I thought you won the toss.
I did. I did. But there's a mandatory recount on December 2nd.
This guy's buying lottery tickets at some
point. Hey, since you're on the subject, what's with the machines and everything? Now, I've worked with the, League of Women's Voters and the problems they're having all over. My machine wouldn't show me what I voted on. It wouldn't punch the ticket out.
It wouldn't spit the ticket back out for examination?
Yeah, so I got the guy over there, and
there's your one vote.
He said, well, you push this dish, and I did, and hey, nothing come out.
I heard that same thing where guys, they had to do them off to the side, and the machine wouldn't take them.
Yeah. Well, my friend had the same problem.
Yeah.
She was with me.
There was some definitely
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you guys are aware of all the problems, but this is all over. How do you know we're getting the right vote on this stuff? And we got some big election coming up here in 11 months. That's ridiculous. We need to put some pressure on the Board of Elections also, a big problem is getting people, I guess, to volunteer to run this stuff.
Yeah.
And somebody that's got a little bit of knowledge. So.
You're hired.
I'm ready to do it, I'll tell you.
Well, that's what they need. They need volunteers for that. Any other new business? Any public participation? Seeing none? Looking for a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
Second.
Hit that gavel.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Meeting adjourned. All right. 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 Meeting adjourned.